As you board, please move across your car to make room for everyone, and kindly offer available seating to those needing special assistance. If you're standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the doors. They will be closing in a moment. Thank you.
Howdy, hey, and welcome to another episode of Disney Assembled. I'm Troy.
And I'm Mimi.
And we are your happy little father-daughter Disney podcast, here to create joy and share our love for all things Disney.
Disney Assembled is sponsored by our patrons over on Patreon, Brenda, Danny, Connie, Andrew, and Alexis.
Yes, thank you guys so very much. We really do appreciate it. If you would like to join them and help sponsor the show and get access to exclusive patron-only content, head on over to our website, disneyassembled.com, and click on the Become a Patron button. We really appreciate your consideration there. For as little as $2 a month, you can get access to all that extra content, including a video that I put up last week where I did my live reactions to the D23 Parks panel that came out. And yeah, there's lots of fun doing that. All right. We have an episode this week that is related to last week. Last week went so very well. So many listens last week. Actually, if we didn't break a record for listens to a new episode in a week, we came really darn close. So the response to last week's episode was really good. And last week we talked about our sort of, you know, instant reaction to the Parks panel and some of the D23 news. It went on out there. And so, yeah, we put that out there. People seem to respond really well to that episode. And we're excited about it. And even though the D23 news is, that cycle is pretty much coming to an end, one of the things that seems to be lingering is sort of a sense of dissatisfaction in the Disney community about some of the stuff that went on last week. Wouldn't you say there's still a sense of dissatisfaction?
Yeah, it was definitely sort of like a mid performance coming out of the Disney Parks panel that people are kind of still upset over.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think, you know, people were hoping to hear more, they're hoping to be more excited about things. And so we've been listening to people out there, and we've decided to do something. Take a chance. We're going to do something we've never done before. We're going to throw our own expo this week. We're going to throw the first ever DA23 Expo. Mimi, would you like to explain to our listeners what the DA23 Expo is?
The Disney Assembled Expo.
That's right. Disney Assembled 23, which is the number I wore in college when I played college football and
like
baseball.
80 years ago.
It wasn't quite 80 years ago. I got that in a little more than half. You're getting close, but yes, DA23, we're excited to bring it to you. It is our expo, we hope.
The joke is funny because Papa is old.
Yeah, it is. The joke is funny because Papa's old. So yeah, we hope to infuse a little bit more excitement into the Disney community, a little bit more joy, a little bit more, you know, happiness by sharing sort of some news about Disney Assembled and what we have planned coming up, but also to fill in some ideas that we have for Disney itself that they didn't mention.
Can you imagine?
In the DA, yeah. The D23.
Can you
DA,
imagine if we did this whole episode, this whole thing, and it was just like a setup to be like, we're canceling the show.
No, we're not doing
we're
that.
We're not doing that, yeah, though. Yeah, like, don't but worry can that. You imagine? Like,
people would be so sad.
No. Like,
dozens of people
awful.
Would be sad. Literally dozens of people.
Literally dozens.
The dozens and dozens of people around the world would be crying their eyes out at that point.
I literally just think that would be so funny.
So yeah, we're going to do DA23. Listen, I don't know how well this is going to go. In my mind, this episode goes very well and it's lots of fun and funny and entertaining. But in reality, it'll probably fall short, kind of like the Disney jokes. All right. So
and the Disney 23 Expo.
Yeah. So DA23 is coming at you here really soon. Mimi and I are going to take the stage and introduce all of the great news that we have for you, including a very special guest that you've never met before. Can't wait to introduce that person, that character into the DA23 universe. But before we do all that, Mimi, would you like to have this week's Disney Dad Joke of the Week?
Yes.
All right, let's get into it with this week's Disney Dad Joke of the Week.
Oh, boy.
Mimi, if Cinderella had been the Little Mermaid, what would she have worn to the ball?
Oh, I don't know.
A glass flipper. Get it?
Yes.
A glass slipper.
I like that one a lot.
So there you go. That's one. Actually, I kind of got that one online. You know, so that was a good one right there online. I finally just did a quick search. But yeah, if you guys have a Disney dad joke of the week that you would like us to consider using for the show, please feel free to send us an email, disneysymbol@gmail.com.
It's the Disney symbol pen.
Yeah, it's not really a Disney symbol pen. It's just some random pen I picked up.
Send us an email at disneysymbol@gmail.com if you have a better joke
Or the socials. We got all the socials. We got the TikToks, the Twitters, the Instas, and the Facebookies.
At Disney symbol.
All at Disney symbol. Do that, yeah. TikTok game is getting stronger. YouTube, we're on YouTube. So if you haven't subscribed yet to YouTube, please do that. All right.
The TikTok that I made blew up.
Yeah, it did. Just popular the like ones that I make get about 200 views, and that's about it. So we'll see what happens there. All right. We may have a lot to talk about. We haven't really planned this out. We did plan it out more than usual, right? Kind of planned it out.
Yeah.
But maybe we should take the stage and get ready for the crowd is gathering. I can hear the crowd gathering out there in the distance. They're back there. They're waiting for us to take the stage to make all the big announcements. So you ready? Let's take the stage. All right. Here we go. Well, Mimi, there they are. There's all our friends out there at Disney.
Dozens of fans
who have packed the guest room here at DA23. Thank you for joining us. Yes,
thank you for joining us here in this ballroom of this Hilton Hotel.
Yes,
we're so glad to be here.
That would be quite the upgrade. Yeah, I think we have a free room at the local public library, but otherwise, you know, there we go. Thank you very much. Yes, there's free water and cookies in the back. Help, no, please. It's time to sit down. Get on the cookies. Come sit down, right? They're here for the snacks, lady. They're here for the snacks, Mimi. They're here for the snacks. All right.
Yeah.
So DA23, let's kick it off. We got a few things, but you know, with every big expo, you have to kick it off with some really exciting big news that's coming. And we would like to kick off this first ever DA23, the Disney Assembled 23 Expo, with some big news regarding our
3-year anniversary.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Disney Assembled will be celebrating
in a short 6 months,
in a very short amount of time, beginning I believe March 28th is the official birthday. The March 28th is the official anniversary, but maybe the show right before that will sort of kick off a preview. But we will be celebrating, should it be a 12 month, a 3 year, what do you think
it should be? Like, it should be an 18-month celebration.
An 18-month celebration of our 3-year celebration. So it goes into our 4th year.
Yeah.
So an 18-month. Do you really want to do an 18-month celebration of our 3rd anniversary?
Well, I mean,
How about a three-month anniversary?
Well, I think we should just create like an entirely new fireworks show to celebrate our 3-year anniversary
Nobody
likes.
Absolutely. Listen,
it can be 18 months long and then nobody will question it.
Absolutely. We will have 3 months of brand new arguments over what our topic should be every week. There will be fireworks coming out of my ears because of my frustration with trying to schedule these episodes in advance. Mimi will be juggling all her duties as a student and a worker and a podcaster. So yes, plenty of entertainment for everyone for our 3-year anniversary, which would run March 28th, 2023, and through,
June 28th, 2023.
That's right. For 1 month only, we'll be celebrating our 3rd anniversary. So yes, don't forget to do that. And then we are planning, between now and then, we are planning to do some special anniversary merch, some anniversary merch. Now at Disney World had its big celebration, right? 50.
Did it? I hadn't noticed.
Well, they've been doing this 50th year anniversary thing. I know it's hard to tell.
They've been doing it for like 2 years.
But Mickey and Minnie, all the Carol, the Fab Five, they've been coming out in their iridescent outfits, right? Iridescent. Yeah. We will not be having iridescent.
I like the iridescent outfits.
We will not be having iridescents. We will be having irresponsible. So yes, we'll be doing irresponsible outfits, irresponsible merch, irresponsible jokes. All the irresponsible stuff for our
family. If we made Disney Assembled like Mickey ears, we'd do it in the park, to be honest.
Yeah, we'll have to get somebody who does that on Etsy to maybe design an irresponsible version of the 3rd anniversary of Disney Assembled coming in 2023. So there you go. We thought we'd kick off the D23 Expo with some huge, huge news. I know all our listeners out there are like, wow, 3-year anniversary coming in March. Which feels like a long time from now.
It's like 6 months.
Yeah, yeah. So we're giving you plenty of notes.
I'll have a driver's license by then.
You may. Yeah, if you keep practicing. I hope you do.
I do practice all the time.
All the time.
Day.
So people listening, guests, friends of the show, friends of the pod, You have 6 months to prepare for this huge 1 month celebration of our third anniversary coming in March 28th. Look out for that irresponsible merch. You can get some irresponsible merch now on our Tee Public store. If you go to DisneySymbol.com and click on the link to the store, it'll take you to our Tee Public store where all of our current irresponsible, EAR responsible merch is now available. All right. Check it out. All right. That's not all that's coming this year for D23. We have some other special announcements out there. And part of that is some shows. We have some show news out there,
we do
right?
Have some show news.
Some goals, some things we're planning to do next year or coming soon. New shows, because you know, the real Disney World didn't announce many, went a lot of D23 shows. You know, nothing really new that I remember. I know some fireworks shows and but not a new
fireworks show.
We're kind of bringing back an old favorite. I think Disneyland's going to get one for the 100th anniversary of a new show. But
no, there's no news about what's going to Epcot.
But we're going to be bringing some new shows to Disney Assemble. So in D23, we're at this expo, we're going to do some more announcements. And we're going to talk about our new shows coming up. So first of all, we haven't had one of these in a while. But we're definitely going to be doing more of this going forward. And that's our Captain Enchanting segment. Captain Enchanting, he's been out searching the globe for new members to the Cavalcade of Happiness. And we need to start bringing back Captain Enchanting for his segment.
Yes.
And so we are promising, we're making an announcement now, DA23, Captain Enchanting will be returning with new members of his Cavalcade of Happiness right here on Disney Assembled coming in the fall and winter of 2022. We will definitely be bringing more people back for Captain Enchanting and adding them to the Cavalcade of Happiness. Let's go. Round of applause. Very nice.
If you guys would like to join Captain Enchanting's Cavalcade of Happiness, there's a link on our website that says be our guest. And you can sign up and we can potentially consider having Captain Enchanting investigate you and your background.
That's right.
To qualify for said Cavalcade of Happiness.
We have spaces available in the Cavalcade of Happiness. So yeah, Captain Enchanting, that's definitely coming in the fall and winter of 2022. That's right around the corner. So be ready for more of those Captain Enchanting Cavalcade of Happiness shows.
And you can be anyone to be our guest. You don't have to be a podcaster.
Oh, absolutely.
You don't have to be a YouTuber. You can just be a guy and
or a girl
or whatever.
All right.
And you can just come on, talk about Disney and leave.
That's true.
Yeah.
Also, another show coming to Disney Assembled. We're going to make this announcement. We've been doing our Marvel Reassembled. We've done our Disney Reassembled. We haven't done a lot of Star Wars Reassembled.
Yes.
We did need to. We don't have a fancy name for that yet. We need to come up with one.
You keep insisting that we had one.
I thought
one,
we had
one,
like the reinforcements. Something about the Force.
You know, whatever. We will see.
Force again. All right.
Force again.
Whatever. But yes, we will be doing some patron-only shows dealing with Star Wars stuff, especially when Andor comes out. Mandalorian Season 3 will be coming out. So we will be saving a lot of our reactions to that for our patrons. So be on the lookout. Is there a new show right there? Some Star Wars Patreon content. I guess we'll call it, I don't know, Star Wars.
We'll just call it Star Wars Assembled for now.
There you go. Star Wars Assembled.
You guys can gain access to that by spending $2 a month
at least
Star Wars Patreon content.
All right. If you like it even more, we'll take more than two, but two is the minimum. So yeah, thank you for that. And finally, we have one more big announcement, big new show coming that we're planning. You know, we've been dabbling in the Parks News with Mimi. I've been dabbling with the Parks News on our YouTube channel, but it hasn't been a regularly scheduled thing. We just kind of do it when I have the time to do it. And I think I'm kind of ready to do this on a more regular basis, right? The Parks News. And so coming in the winter of 2022, you're going to hear it here first at DA23, Parks News Weekly on our YouTube channel. Coming exclusively, high fives there,
Heck yeah.
The Disney Assembled YouTube channel, Parks News Weekly, where we break down the news and our own unique brand, using our own unique brand of humor. We don't take the news seriously, and neither should you. So,
literally,
if you are enjoying the Parks News snippets that we put out there, you're going to love Parks News Weekly coming in the winter of 2022. We don't have an exact date yet, but winter 2022. So there we go. We got some new shows coming. Round of applause. Thank you very much. New shows coming to Disney Assembled as part of our DA23 Expo 2022. So that's kind of confusing. DA23 Expo 2022. It's our first annual DA23. Are we going to do it every year?
Yes.
Yeah, we do one
before we jump into the second aspect of the DA 23-2022 Expo, there's some things that I want to talk about.
Yes.
Let's talk. So, number one, I had it and I forgot. So, the second number one is Disney A, the Canadians. Yeah, I'm talking to you. I was listening to your show in the morning when we were driving to school, and I kept thinking, wow, y'all are saying a lot of the same things as us. And then you get to the point where you say, hey, Disney Assembled said this. And I was like, oh, yeah. Heck yeah. Thanks for the feature on your show.
Appreciate that. Great minds think alike. Great minds think alike.
Great minds think alike.
I'm so happy that our messages, I was really concerned that maybe they didn't understand our English being Canadian and everything. So I'm glad that their comprehension of what we're saying is up to date. It's very good because
we're going to lose a follower if you keep doing that.
Don't they speak Canadian?
My new obsession is Tomorrowland ambiance music. And I found this guy, Walk About the World, on Spotify. Like, it's a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally, like, he has other, like, walk around Disney World videos and other ambiance ones, but I don't think any of them are as good as this Tomorrowland one. And I just have this Tomorrowland 30-minute ambiance music, like, on loop. Like, the first part is just, like, it's, like, normal, like, you know, beep boop sounds. And then it's, like, they go into Cosmic Rays, and then they go on the People Mover, and you hear the People Mover. And, like, I have it on loop all the time. So if Walk About the World somehow manages to be listening to this, and you're like, why does this one episode have, like, 800 views? Like, me. It's me. I just play it while I do homework. I play it while I do dishes. I play it while I'm at work. Like, literally, just this ambiance is constantly on a loop in my head.
Well, speaking of music.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you for that. And speaking of music, that brings me to another unannounced, unscheduled announcement. It's unscheduled, not unannounced, because I'm about to announce it. But it's an unscheduled announcement in the DA23 schedule, because it's not in our notes. And that has to do with Disney music. The DA23 Expo announces Disney Assembled's favorites on Spotify is there. And we're constantly adding new songs to our playlist.
This is like 23 hours long.
You could drive from coast to coast and pretty much listen to the entire thing maybe once or twice. I don't know, but the Disney Assembled once. Favorites playlist on Spotify, there's a link to it in the show notes if you want to listen to it. So yeah, don't forget about that. We're going to be adding new music as new shows and new movies come out. We always add new music to our list. So yeah, you heard it here first at DA23 2022. The Disney Assembled Favorites playlist is continuing to evolve. Check it out over there on Spotify. Don't forget about that. Over there. All right, now, you know, Mimi, we've talked about our third anniversary celebration. We talked about bringing our irresponsible, you know, gear and merch into the Disney Assembled universe. We've talked about some new shows, you know, adding to the Cavalcade of Happiness, talking about our new patron Star Wars episodes and the Parks News Weekly. But one of the things at D23 that got a lot of attention was the blue sky ideas that Joshy D brought out. Josh Tomorrow. And these have been big talking points on a lot of podcasts. We were a talking point on our podcast last week. You and I, again, we're left feeling, hey, I don't know about these blue sky ideas.
Yeah, I don't know about these blue
sky
ideas.
So we've been talking about our own blue sky ideas around the parks and, you know, different things that weren't announced at D23 that we wish had been announced. And we kind of lumped this into this category of DA23 blue sky thinking, right? So our ideas about the parks, our ideas about the movies, our ideas about, you know, Marvel and Star Wars and where these things are going on there. So we need to get into a segment about our blue sky ideas. And in order to do that, we have a special guest that we're going to bring in. And as a segment of our show going forward, whenever we do our ideas, when we talk about ideas that we have for Disney parks or movies or any of their properties, our blue sky ideas, we're going to bring in our special guest today to introduce all of that. Mr. Blues Guy. Here he comes, Mr. Blues Guy, perfect person to introduce Disney Assembled 23's Blue Sky Thinking category.
The dozens of people in the audience right now.
Dozens of people are clapping, Mr. Blues Guy.
Can't see,
so let me introduce him here. Mr. Blues Guy, how you doing? I'm doing fine there, Mr. Troy, Mr. Mimi. You know, this is Mr. Blues Guy, and you know, I love the blues, and I love ideas, and I just can't wait. I can't wait to hear all the great ideas you guys have. So before we get that though, I need to get my guitar. I'm gonna play some of my song. I'm gonna start playing my song. You guys get into your blues idea, okay? Get in your blue sky idea, let Mr. Blues Guy play his song. You guys get to talking to all our good people out there, okay? All right, thanks, Mr. Blues Guy. Yeah, great. High five, Mimi. All right, Mr. Blues Guy, go ahead and start playing your song. You ready to go? All right, he's got his guitar out, and there he goes. All right, now, Mimi, our blue sky idea. Mr. Blues Guy's great. I can't wait to bring him back.
Why aren't you clapping?
Well, I was clapping. All right, yeah, he's playing. Wait, we don't want to. He's playing his music. We don't want to get rid of it. So, all right, let's get into it.
Yeah.
We have ideas.
We do have ideas.
We have ideas that were not said at D23. And I'm guessing they didn't say it because they were waiting for us. They were giving us the ability to introduce these ideas to the public.
Obviously, yeah.
Right. They were giving deference to the experts at Disney Assembled. So let's jump into this. Where do you want to start? You want to start in the parks? You want to start in Marvel?
Let's start
in the parks. You know, Animal Kingdom.
Oh, God.
There was a blue sky idea brought out. We don't agree with that idea.
What if we potentially took Moana and put it in a space in Animal Kingdom, but not Dino Land? I'm not going to say Dino Land, but what if we theoretically put Moana or Zootopia in Animal Kingdom in this space that it looks like Dino Land, but it's not Dino Land, guys. We're not getting rid of Dino Land. But, what if we put Zootopia exactly where Dino Land was?
Okay, so that was the idea. We're not really into that idea. No, we're not
vibing with that.
Right, there's those other things. So here's our blue sky idea. Let's talk about our blue sky idea. I've mentioned this before. We need to talk about it. I think Robin Hood, Jungle Book, and Bambi need a space in the park.
I don't think Bambi needs a space in the park.
A little baby deer petting zoo.
Like a kid area for
Bambi.
Yeah,
retheme the petting zoo to Bambi, right? They have that petting zoo in Animal Kingdom,
and all the
right?
goats just like hide.
Yeah, just have some baby deer and some rabbits and whatever the animal, a skunk. Get a skunk in there. Get the Bambi petting zoo. Get a skunk, get a rabbit.
A baby and a hunter.
Yeah. Well, you have sounds of hunters all around.
No.
All right. Or maybe the Frontierland Shooting Gallery could be rethemed to the hunter from Bambi.
That's terrible.
Right? No? Okay.
That's terrible.
So, yeah, but we're talking about Animal Kingdom. Let's talk about Robin Hood and Jungle Book then. I have ideas. I think a Jungle Book show in the Animal Kingdom would be fun.
Yeah. Or if they took Kite Tales and like really thrust themselves into it. With all Jungle Book. Because like right now it's just the two kites of Blue and the Purple.
But they're already ending. Kite Tales is coming to an end in October, I think. They've already announced it's coming to an end. It's being trashed. We're moving forward. We're going in that dino area. I think there needs to be a show. I think a Jungle Book show. I want to see a King Louie show dancing around, you know, a little music. I mean,
you could even argue that there isn't even enough Lion King in there.
I think Mr.
You
Blue,
just have the show.
Mr. Blues Guy would love that because, you know, he loves that kind of music, maybe get in there and play. Yeah, but Jungle Book show, I think, would be great over there as sort of a stage show, and that part of the park would be good to have. And then I think Robin Hood. I think some kind of a dark ride through Nottingham Forest, the adventures of Robin Hood, where you are in the adventure, you're one of his merry men, so to speak, one of his band of merry men, trying to help out the poor townspeople, you know, with the sheriff and the king. I think that should go there. I think that's a much better idea in my mind than what I've seen in terms of a Moana or a Zootopia thing. Do you have thoughts about that area?
I think that area, I honestly really like it as Dino Land. And I think if they redid Dino Land, just complete overhaul, added new attractions, like, you know, just kept its basic idea and just redid it, like, I think it could be fine. And did like tapped into like the good dinosaur moment that they had going on there over at Pixar for a second. Because honestly, I don't really see Robin Hood fitting in because it's just not very popular of a film. I would love to see Robin Hood, but I don't know how well that would go over with the public. And I feel like Jungle Book is a lazy out when it comes to Animal Kingdom because, that area I think would be really well curated as like a forest area where you get both kind, like you sort of mix it all up and you can do like animal magic, animal forest, and Robin Hood's here, but also somehow King Louie, even though he lives in, you know, the safari, and but also there's But also there's Bambi, because deers or whatever,
right.
And they just make it work.
Yeah, well.
A generic forest land.
Yeah. Well, I think bringing those two things in there would be really cool.
Yes.
I'd like to see some of that. And yeah, that brings some IP in the park. Disney's going to bring all about the IPs in the park, and they need more IPs in the park. And I'm not convinced that more recent IP is the way to go. I know you have to get some of that in there because kids and families are younger than I am, but I think you have to wait. I think you have to wait and see what lasts and what has
sticking power
before you start throwing things in there. Mr. Blues guy, what do you think about that? Oh, I think that's a great idea. I think you have to wait and see what lasts. The blues last forever. You know, everybody's sad, everybody happy. I love the blues and that Robin Hood and that Jungle Book. They got great music, underrated Disney music. Robin Hood, Jungle Book. I'm in. All right, Mr. Blues Guy likes it. Do you like it?
Yeah.
Let's go for it. All right. What else do we want to bring as far as blue sky ideas that you and I had in the park? I think one of the things that you and I have talked about before is, what are you pointing at?
Oh, nothing. I was just...
One of the things that people wanted was a Tomorrowland redo at Disneyland
that brought back the People Mover.
Yeah. And that was not announced, right? So, you know, do you want to bring back the People Mover in the
Here's my take. Might be a hot one. The People Mover is not ever coming back to Disneyland ever. It's not. Because you cannot make the parks so similar that there isn't anything unique about either one of them. Now, I know the People Mover is kind of a minute detail that is different, but I think it has such a specific niche fan base, the same way Figment does, that they will not ever cross-contaminate those two things, because the People Mover is another reason to go to Disney World instead of going to Disneyland.
I have ideas on the People Mover at Tomorrowland and Disneyland.
What are your thoughts?
I don't think the People Mover as it existed before or that it exists at Disney World is what's going to come there.
Yes.
So here's my idea.
They might do something different, but call it the People Mover.
Well, I don't think it's a People Mover. Here's what I think it is. I think you can use the technology. Part of the reason is because of the structural integrity that has been compromised by when they changed from the People Mover to the rocket rods. There were some cracks in some of the yes. structures. So in order to avoid that, they have to be mindful of the weight and the use. I think you can use the track technology and run things around in Tomorrowland, but not guests, like not a ride for guests. I say use that to have a sort of a kinetic sort of storytelling element to Tomorrowland, where Disney characters interact with each other, sort of animatronic characters are rolled out on a track. They have it's a story. It's living in Tomorrowland, and they just come out and do conversations. They point at people. They do.
Yeah,
they stand there for like pictures.
Push, like throwback to that, like something like that.
Right. When Push was like the robotic trash can in Tomorrowland and Disney World. But I think, yeah, like you could bring Wally into this. You could bring, you know, Lightyear into this. You could bring any of those. I think Wally's a great IP to bring in Tomorrowland because it is future oriented.
And they bring Wally out in
Dirty Wally. I mean, not the one where everything was all gross.
They bring Wally out in other places. Like, right. I don't understand why he doesn't belong in Tomorrowland.
But I think you could use. So here's our blue sky thinking for the Tomorrowland area in Disneyland, where you bring in some Wally, you bring in some Wreck-It Ralph, you bring in. You know, you lean into some of those.
You can even do Buzz and...
Maybe a little bit of Buzz, maybe some of that. But I think you use the Tomorrowland track to have interactive guest experiences with IP characters that move around on the track system, where the track system is sort of their walkway.
Yeah.
But not like... I'm not talking about guests seeing... costume characters. I'm talking about animatronic characters that come out and interact with each other. It's sort of like an ongoing living, you know, stage show that just appears throughout the day. Like this one big story of Tomorrowland that they do every single day using the track system to bring the animatronic characters out. That's my idea for Tomorrowland and the use of the People Mover. And yeah, that's what I'm sticking with. What do you think?
What do I think? I think. The People Mover. Yeah, I really like what you were saying, honestly. Okay. I don't really have any other thoughts.
Very good. Very good. All right. Anything else about the parks? We didn't see anything new. I mean, we know Tron is coming to the Magic Kingdom. We know there's some announcement there. Nothing new. We talked about the other blue sky idea was like what was beyond the Big Thunder Mountain. We talked about that a little bit about what was introduced at D23 last week. But at D23, do we have any ideas, blue sky ideas about what's beyond Big Thunder Mountain out in that area?
I really do not want to talk about that because that was such an embarrassing moment for them. I think they should take that moment, bury it deep, 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 deep down in the Disney vault, completely deny that they ever said that ever about anything, and move on with their lives, because that is something that is truly terrible.
I do think if they want to expand back there, they need to go in the direction. I heard this, I believe, on Dillo's Diz was talking about expanding.
He's also a patron.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, congratulations. Thank you. But the area between Adventureland and Frontierland, if you could connect those two with some IPs that are adventure related. So maybe there's a Robin Hood area. Maybe there's a Sword and a Stone area. Maybe if it's a area between, you know, Frontierland and Fantasyland, you know, is there a Sword and a Stone area you could, you know, piece you could bring together back there? What about, you know, something like Hercules? What about something like, you know, Moana? I mean, these are all adventure related IPs that have no real park presence. And that might be if you had an adventure frontier sort of area. I don't know. I'm just thinking.
Or like Atlantis.
Possibly. But that IP didn't. I don't know how popular that one is.
So popular.
We enjoyed that. We enjoyed that movie. But
I think if they want to expand past Frontierland.
Tangled.
If they really want to expand that land, why not make Frontierland and Disneyland is kind of just Big Thunder Mountain anyway. There's nothing really else in Frontierland when you're in California, right? Like, there's no other attraction. It's just sort of dining and theming. Okay.
Well, the Splash Mountain.
Splash Mountain in California is in Critter Country, not in Frontierland.
Well,
but hear me out. Here's what I'm saying. If they want to expand that space from, like, if you were to draw a circle just to alienate Splash Mountain and Big Thunder from the rest of the park and expand out this way, you can take the Tiana's Bayou Adventure and create a New Orleans Square type place going in the eastern and the western direction. And then in the north direction, which is Frontierland, create a Frontierland. Just do that. Create this Wild West town that kind of exists in California. Make it restaurants. Make it shops. Maybe even throw in a new attraction, Robin Hood themed, or something along those lines. They're not going to tap into the Woody's Roundup thing because that already exists in Hollywood Studios. But like, if they were to do something like that and really just stick to separating them, I think that would go so much better than try to do this weird like Coco's here and also Mirabelle and then there's the villains. And then like, I just think that's weird.
Well, here's what I know. Epcot's not going to get anything new anytime soon.
No.
Because they're doing a big Epcot thing right now. And when they're finished doing the Epcot stuff, I don't think they're going to want to touch Epcot for a little while.
Right.
So the Magic Kingdom is going to be the next area. I still think our ideas for Animal Kingdom with Robin Hood or Jungle Book has a potential space between Adventureland and Frontierland. If you expanded that Adventureland sort of theme and started morphing it into that area. I mean, certainly if you want to do something that's more adventure and fantasy land related, Tangled is certainly
Tangled,
a Sword and a Stone Tangled. Is there. And I mean,
I think they should close Small World and make it Tangled.
Well, I don't know if they're going to snooze. I don't know if they're going to close Small World.
They will not.
But yeah, so that's some Big Sky thinking there. Mr. Blues Guy, what do you think about that? Oh, those are great ideas too, Troy and Mimi. I love it. You guys have all the great ideas. Just like I love my great music. Let's play some more music. I'm going to keep playing. You guys keep going. All those great ideas. All right, Mr. Blues Guy, thank you very much for that. All right, Mimi, we have one more area of blue sky thinking, and this one related to Star Wars. There was no announcements at D23 of a new series of feature films for Star Wars coming to theaters, but I have an idea. I think they ought to go all in again. They've already gone through the sequel trilogy. I think they'd lean into the sequel trilogy again. And I think this time they base it on Rey trying to build the Jedi Order back up, and potentially that dark Rey character sort of maybe changing her as, you know, as she battles that light and dark side of her personality going forward. I think a new series...
Was that
series,
not the plot of the sequel trilogies?
Well, I think the plot of the sequel trilogies... I don't know what the plot of the sequel trilogies were, to be honest with you. I think it was just a continuation. But just like we didn't see Luke with his Jedi Academy, we see a little bit of that in Mandalorian, him starting that up. I think at the end of the last... what was it? The Rise of Skywalker?
Yeah.
She supposedly is the last Jedi. There is supposedly no more Sith. But I think Force-sensitive beings are all over the place in the galaxy, and it's up to maybe Jedi to find them and train them.
Yes.
So I think a new series of films, I think you just lean in the Rey character. Of all the characters that came out of the sequel trilogy, I think Rey is one of the better received ones.
Yeah.
Of course, with Kylo Ren, but he's gone now. But I certainly think I can see a series of films or a storyline where Rey is now trying to rebuild the Jedi Order, because there's always going to be a dark side out there somewhere, right? And then it's sort of like whatever the beginning of the Jedi Order would have been, you know, whatever when it first started, like the way back in the, I don't know what era that's called, the Star Wars fans will be able to tell us that. I mean, you take that same basic premise and you apply it to a reset with Rey being sort of the first to reset the Jedi Order. That's my idea.
Right. I would like to see kind of on a smaller scale, I would like to see, you know the like little Olaf shorts where he like Olaf presents and then he talks about like all the like very, very brief summaries of all of the films,
right?
Various films. I want to see something like that in a Lego format that fills you in on like background context.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like your guide to all the planets, your guide to like the Jedi Order and like what it is, because as someone who like, if you don't watch the prequel films and you don't understand them, or or if you don't know things beyond that realm of what exists in the film universe, you can be confused. And so I'd like to see like a cute little like Lego short film where it's just like all context.
Yeah.
Cause like those are too. So silly and funny.
Yeah. And they'd be good.
That
too.
Was not what you were talking about when you meant films, but like, I was thinking about having a new Lego Star Wars special.
Well, so, those are always very popular.
Yes.
So any new Lego Star Wars special, I think we're going to get a lot of listens and a lot of views because, because it's lots of fun, right? But I was thinking more like feature films that you go to the theater.
No, yeah, feature film, I think it's time to start bringing those back. It's now been like 4 years since something has happened, but I don't think they're going to go in the direction we think they're going to go. I think they're going to produce something entirely new. Right. That being said, I have absolutely no idea where on the timeline it falls, how it relates. They might even stray away from the Jedi thing altogether and sort of, you know, go in a different direction.
Well, I think if they don't go in that direction with Rey and continue that story if possible, the whole theming behind the Star Cruiser that they built for Walt Disney World and the whole story that exists at Batuu and Galaxy's Edge in Disney World is in real danger of getting very stale, because essentially in the timeline, Kylo Ren is gone. And I don't know, I guess this, if they started up a new storyline with Rey as the center of it, rebuilding the Jedi Order and discovering new villains and challenges along the way, then certainly they can continue to lean into what they've already established out there without a ton of investment to change things around. But that's just my idea. Those are blue sky ideas. May are not our best blue sky ideas, but I don't know, worthy of a high five. There you go. All right. I think that does it for our Blue Sky Thinking segment this week. Mr. Blue Sky, we'd like to thank you very much for joining us this week and providing the music for this segment. And Mimi, all right.
Yeah.
That does it for this week's show?
Yeah.
Anything else you want to talk about?
No. Thank you all so much for listening.
Yeah, we kind of put this one together.
If you have any thoughts, make sure to send us an email, disneyassembled@gmail.com, or send us a message on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, all at Disney Assembled. But if you want to support the show further, the link to our TeePublic and our Patreon and all that fun stuff is on our website, disneyassembled.com. Make sure to check it out.
Yes, absolutely. Don't forget about our YouTube channel. Search for Disney Assembled on YouTube and hit the subscribe button. We'd really appreciate that. And of course, the most important thing you can do to help us out, to help spread the joy of our show, on your podcast player of choice. If you have the ability to do ratings and reviews, we would really appreciate your consideration for a very kind rating and to write a really nice review and share the show on your own social networks so that other people can find us. All right, Mimi, good job. Another high five. That's our first DA23. Maybe next year's will be a little bit better. You know, we're learning. We've never put on an expo before.
Yeah.
This is our very first expo.
First expo.
So, you know, obviously there's some bumps in the road and, you know, we'll make it better next year. But I think this was fun.
Very fun.
I think people listened to it, had a good time. Yeah. So that's what we're here for. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We really, really appreciate it. We hope that this episode brought a smile to your face and a little bit more joy into your week. And until next time,
see you real soon.